The Visit of Bookmen. On Thursday, January 23, the staff at Elmshaven, except for W.C. White, who was in the East, played host to a group of about 40 men and women who arrived at the home at about 4 p.m. For several days, the literature evangelists working in the five union conferences in the territory of Pacific Press had been in Mountain View, together with conference leaders and others, for a convention. Now colporteurs, some of their wives, church leaders, and some others were spending the day visiting Pacific Union College, St. Helena Sanitarium, and Elmshaven. Advance notice had been given, and preparations were made to receive them. Appropriate exhibits showing books, documents, manuscripts, and letters that would be of interest to visitors were set up in the library room next to the manuscript vault. As they crowded into Ellen White's living room and dining room, she came down to receive them and to read her message of greeting. It opened. "I welcome you all to Elmshaven, the refuge that I found prepared for me on my return from Australia. In this quiet and comfortable home, we have been able to prepare articles and books for publication. I hope you will enjoy your visit, and that you may come again. In your prosperity and welfare, I am deeply interested," she declared. "The time has come when a large work should be done by our canvassers. The world is asleep, and as watchmen they are to give the warning note, to awake the sleepers to a sense of their danger. The churches know not the time of their visitation. How can they best learn the truth? Through the efforts of the canvasser. All who consecrate themselves to God to work as canvassers are assisting to give the last message of warning to the world. They are the Lord's messengers, giving to multitudes in darkness and error the glad tidings of salvation." After recounting some experiences in which Seventh-day Adventists were led to gain a broader grasp of the task before them, she urged her guests to pray for a deeper experience, and urged also that they go forth with hearts filled with the precious truths that God had given His people for this time. After addressing them for about 30 minutes, she presented each with one of her books of their choice, The Desire of Ages, The Acts of the Apostles, or some other. The gift was made doubly memorable by a card in each book, bearing a printed message of good cheer and her signature.